During the summer, Lake Erie's western basin is full of boaters and tourists, especially near the islands that lie west of Cleveland. But come winter, the lake is empty, still, and sometimes frozen. This is the drive behind Julia Christensen's newest art project, Waiting for a Break. We caught up with her at the Cavernous Gallery, where her work is being shown.
I wanted to build a living project about the Great Lakes, where we could bring images from points not easily accessed by humans into the public sphere throughout the course of the winter.
The project consists of 7 cameras located at the western end of Lake Erie. Directed at the water, they provide a 24-hour real-time view of what's happening on the lake. Cameras look out to South Bass Island marinas and a pier or two. Another camera points to a nearby power plant. Christensen, an art professor at Oberlin College, has been tracking Lake Erie's ice since December. Nick Greenewald says this year's been pretty unusual.
Our cold snap was actually pretty early. We saw well below normal temperatures through the last half of December.
Greenewald is a National Weather Service meteorologist. He says Western Lake Erie is different from all of the Great Lakes. It's the shallowest part of the region and is most responsive to weather patterns.
Really, it's kind of the most dynamic ice growth and decay that we see along many of the Great Lakes.
The first part of Waiting for a Break is a white kiosk set up at Public Square in the heart of downtown. It shows the live feeds to folks passing through. The project's second component is now open at Spaces Gallery in a West Side neighborhood less than a mile from the lake. The exhibit is a mix of time-lapse videos, screenshots from the live feeds, and a reading room, books and maps Christensen used in her research. One time-lapse video compresses 3 weeks of footage into 3 hours. They play on screens side by side. Time moves quickly as ice forms and breaks into tiny pieces, floating in the lake. The series of pictures shows the lake at 5 p.m. over a couple of weeks. In Cold Snap, another time-lapse video chronicles the very cold week at the beginning of this year, when Lake Erie ice cover jumped from 30% to 70%. It will all remain at Spaces until March 23rd. Christina Vassallo, the gallery's executive director, says Waiting for a Break connects with the gallery's message. It confronts an issue of local and international significance. But it also shows a side of the lake most of us never see.
What Julia reveals to us through her footage are all of the nuances and this incredible, you know, dramatic waterscape, really. And, you know, you can actually see the ice forming.
The project is educational, too, a visual lesson on how Lake Erie changes over time. Even meteorologists like Greenewald look to on-the-ground photos and videos to see the lake's current conditions when satellite images don't work.
Satellite data becomes limited, however, if you have clouds, because we can't actually see what's happening on the lake surface. So having actual real-time observations is crucial for us to understand what's truly happening on the lake.
And Christensen wants Waiting for a Break to emphasize that what happens during the winter has year-round consequences.
Ice coverage is related to water evaporation and, the harmful algae blooms that we've been seeing and any number of complex issues on the lake.
The good news is that the ice will melt eventually. For Lake Erie, that usually happens at the end of March. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.